It's all over here in McCool Park. A pretty comprehensive victory for Donegal in the end. 2 goals and 13 points to Westmeath's 1-7. Donegal, remember, led 1-5 to 0-5 at half time. An Eve McLaughlin goal in the early seconds of the game, somewhat of a bizarre score, saw Donegal get off to a great start. But they struggled for much of the game then, much of the first half, and Westmeath came back into it, and they were level or within a point to Donegal on a couple of occasions before Donegal finished with a late flourish and a couple of Karen Guthrie's to go in with that 3-point cushion at half time. But it was all Donegal really in the second half, and after taking Westmeath's best shots, they really opened in that second period. Karen Guthrie, Niamh McLaughlin, Katie Hearn, Suzanne White, who came on as a sub, all added points. And Donegal, as I said, Westmeath were just held to just 2 points, and a last minute penalty converted by Fiona Archibald. Karen Guthrie top scored for Donegal with 4 points, with 2 points each for Jerly McLaughlin, Katie Hearn, and Suzanne White, a late substitute. And we had that goal and a point, obviously, from Niamh McLaughlin as well. A goal and 2 points from two goals and a point, from Niamh McLaughlin, who put in a star performance and possibly player of the match, along with Katie Hearn, who had a big game in the middle of the field. Donegal certainly somewhat changed, quite a number of the season players not here and not available for one reason or another. But a comprehensive victory in the end, as I said. 2 goals and 13 points to Donegal, 1-7 to Westmeath. And I've been joined here all afternoon by former Donegal star and tournament star Maureen O'Donnell. Maureen, a little bit easier in the second half.
Listen, Tom, it was a much better performance by the Donegal ladies here in the second half. They come out a different outfit. You know, Westmeath seemed to weaken, and with the loss of Leona Archibald off the field for a little while. I suppose injury prone, both teams today. There are a lot of big names missing from both teams. Donegal will be very happy to pull away from that with 3 points, but I do believe that they had a better second half performance. You could have said that Westmeath definitely won the first half here in McCool Park, Tom, but Donegal ladies upped their performance in the second half. Great goal by Niamh McLaughlin there at the very end to finish. Definitely in contention for player of the match. But some solid performances throughout, like from Katie Ahern, you know. Geraldine obviously off today in her day. And I mean, we got a lot of, there's a lot of new faces out there for Donegal this year. Donegal will be very sore after last year's defeat, you know, if you remember that freaky goal against Dublin. They would have come away maybe winners on the day. So, I mean, they've a lot to make up for this year. A lot of new faces on there. I think it's a relatively good performance given that they haven't been playing football all year now, Tom. So, I mean, so it was a well-balanced performance out there, particularly in the second half. And I'm glad to see them coming away with 2 points. They have Mayo next week at home, and then that's followed by a very good Galway side as well. So it's good to get the 3 points under their belt early now going into the next two games, Tom.
That's the voice of Maureen O'Donnell joining me here in McCool Park. So finally, final score here in McCool Park. Donegal, 2 goals and 13 points. Westmeath, 1-7.